If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher Radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
When the sun goes down and the bell rings in the Lambert house, Lady Lambert doesn't open the door. I can be upstairs, she can be downstairs, she will not go to that door when the sun is down. Because it might be danger. And when the sun is down, I don't go empty-handed. Because it might be danger. So what is she saying? I don't know if it's dangerous or not. It could not be. But why should I risk it when Adam is here? The foundation of protection. She was supposed to go to Adam and say, hey, this serpent, you need to handle this. Satan continues the assault against the helper. Why? I need to destroy families. I ain't worried about that word, because if I know God, he's got a plan to rescue them anyway. Even if I mess them up, if I know God, he's got a plan to restore. That ain't my issue, because I can't stop God's plans. That's why I'm here now, being stripped of all of my archangel power and privilege. I can't guard the throne of God anymore. I can't worship with the choir anymore. But I'm telling you, I'm going to hit at something that's so precious to God that he will never be able to recuperate. And I'm going to hit at family. I'm going to destroy families. And so I'm going to start with the foundation. I'm going to go to that woman. I'm going to say, has God said? And God is never going to come to the wife and give her direction for the house without going to the head. Amen. This may really upset your apple cart, even if he ain't saved. I don't care if you get a word, you can't go above your husband, even if he's not saved. Because that husband's status don't have anything to do with salvation. And if he be pleased to dwell with you according to 1 Corinthians, you got to let him stay. Amen. And you have to give him the Christian submission, even if he's not a Christian. Amen. As long as he's pleased to dwell with you. Now, being pleased to dwell with you means he ain't beating on you, he ain't cheating on you, he ain't taking drugs and abusing you. That's pleased to dwell with you. It means he's treating you right. If he's abusive, that's a whole horse of a different color. But if he's treating you right, you owe him biblical submission, love, support, and help. And you cannot go to God and get God to do anything to him if he's pleased to dwell with you. Why? Because it's the foundation. In Corinth, people came to Christ, they got saved, and they immediately filed for divorce. Paul said, stop this foolishness. It's wrong. He said, if the unbeliever is pleased to dwell with the spouse, then you let him stay. And you let her stay. But if they want to go, let them go. Don't encourage it. He said, let them go. God has called you to peace. Help pack the bag, honey. I love you. It ain't working. Matter of fact, you can take that Louis Vuitton bag. Take that with you, baby. Go ahead. I won't need it anymore. God has called you to peace. Don't burn their clothes. Don't set their car on fire. Don't kill the rabbit. Don't pour acid on the car. Don't call up their friends and scandalize their name. God has called you to peace. Don't talk about them in church. That no good, so forth and so on, left me. No. It didn't work out. It ended. I'm sorry that it did. I bid you well. But the sad truth is, some marriages end. And there's nothing you can do about it. But God didn't call you to fight forever. Get it over with. Get them out of your system. We made too much of a God out of marriage. It's supposed to be a good institution. But we'll tell people in a minute, hey, if you get divorced, you can't get remarried. Why not? The Bible says you're entitled to have a spouse. When you're divorced, you no longer have a spouse. You are free. He said, no, I'm not. Watch this. No, I'm not. In the eyes of God, we still married. Then why did the law have to marry you? If in the eyes of God, you're married, according to scripture, the moment you have sex, you're married. But yet you need somebody to give you a document and have a public ceremony. But the same law that connected you, now you're saying theologically it didn't separate you. That's not biblical. When you're divorced, you're divorced. It's over. For decades, Christians have kept believers in that bondage. Child, you're still married until one of you are dead, according to Romans. Paul was making an analogy about the law and grace. He said, in a good case, the marriage is over when one dies. And he was saying that's how it is. When you come to Christ, the law's influence over you is dead. You're no longer obligated to the law. But when you get legally divorced, you're done. Move on. Cut them out of the pictures. Sitting there looking at the picture. We was in Disney World together. Cut around them and Mickey. Keep Mickey. But you're finished. You can't have two foundations. You're entitled to one wife and one husband at a time. You can't have a spare. It ain't like a tire. You get one. And if you're in your right mind, one's all you can handle. And that's good. That's good. Because then you give your energy, your time, your energy, your love, your affection, everything that you are to the one. And they handle it with you. Sometimes Lady Lambert will just sit there with me. Don't say anything. Just sit there. And I gain more strength from her just sitting there than if she said a word. Why? We're woven. Now it's time for her to hold my wallet. Because I've held her purse. You follow me? But I don't have to tell her because of the foundation that God made. So what is Satan trying to destroy here in Genesis 3? The foundation of the family. By going to the woman, he seeks to create a breach. Something happened. Paul writes to Timothy and says the man was not deceived, but the woman was deceived. Something happened. That passage in Timothy, along with what's here in Genesis, suggests that Adam was there. Said it, she turned and gave it to her husband with her. Paul writes that Adam wasn't deceived, which meant he had to have been looking at it. But what caused him to lose the authority that God gave him earlier in chapter 2? Could it be he thought he would lose his woman to new knowledge? Could it be that he was concerned that if she got a degree, he would lose her? So he began to become what she needed rather than her being what he needed? Did he abdicate his God-given position to hold on to his woman? And what made her go beyond the connection of her man? Was she frustrated with her status? Did she feel that a side position was no longer satisfactory? That she was led to leadership? Why was this foundation cracked? And my brothers and sisters, if you understand, this began the deterioration of the entire family concept. Because they had two sons, and one killed his brother. Because when foundations crack, buildings crack. Do you think that Adam and his wife ever reconciled? We love, out of the compassion in our hearts, we love to put Adam and his wife in heaven. We don't know. Theologically, we assume that when God killed the animal and put those skins over them, the shedding of the blood exonerated them. But we don't know. It was before the Abrahamic covenant, so we don't know. But we know one thing. We know that when she messed up, all the world was cursed. We know that women were subjected to a cycle of pain that visits every month because of her messing up. You know that God never intended you to have your children in sorrow because he pronounces it after the fall. Anything after the fall means that it wasn't there before the fall. That meant that you were supposed to reproduce without pain. That you weren't going to have significant labor issues. You were just going to kick them out like cats. And go right on about your business. But when the foundations are destroyed, and my brothers and sisters, Satan is smart enough to continue that onslaught. He's destroying, he's continuing to destroy that foundation. The place that God meant for you to find help, health, and nurture has been destroyed. As a young child, around holidays, I would start at my house and go to all my relatives' houses in that area. I'd walk, go from Susquehanna over to 23rd, over to 25th, over to up in Logan, wherever they were. And I'd find strength in every house because that's what God intended. Family is where you find strength. Satan came and destroyed that. And some of you haven't spoken to your family in years. And that's why you feel alone. And you're searching for something spiritually. You want a spiritual touch from God. You want God to touch you in praise and worship. And you can't feel God because you're isolated and alone. And Satan has destroyed your foundation. Go home and make up with your family. And then come back and worship God. And watch your worship will change. Watch God will become fresher to you when you're talking to your family again. I don't care what they've done. If God forgave you, forgive them. But don't let the devil come to you and plant a lie. Make up with your family. If you can reach them, make up with them. I ain't got time for that foolishness. I agree. You can set a boundary, but at least get rid of the bitterness. And then watch the praise and worship flow out of you like water. Satan has come against the foundation.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11215A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60. Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.